keep it alive. Through these lines I write, I keep it live, cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct, it's on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here, holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling. When you feeling them flare, they can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch the scenario, my stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah, just nod your head with it. So explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it. No scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool. Hear my heartbeat beating to the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind. Oh no, it's ponderoso, dope so. No overdose, cause it's dope, yo. Man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd. No, we getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock like I told you.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Those were the last words of Eric Garner, who was killed in the streets by New York police officer Daniel Panatello, who was gotten up yesterday, not indicted. Welcome to the Anti-Media Radio Thursday night edition. This is your host, S.M. Gibson. This is my co-host,
Gedrick Young.
How's everybody out there doing tonight? There is a lot going on. There are protests in the streets right now in New York City. Everything is going off. They are arresting people in Times Square for protesting peacefully. And yet, the cop who kills a man in broad daylight on camera, not indicted. It's absolutely sickening.
It's sickening. And I think that we're fed up. People fed up. You know, the chokehold death. That's what they call it.
That was out. It's not even allowed by the NYPD.
We know. I'm talking about like.
Well, not everybody knows, apparently. Apparently the grand jury didn't get that memo.
I wonder, did they see the same video that we've been shown?
You know, obviously not. You know, obviously, they hadn't seen that exact same video because I know what I saw. And apparently, the rest of the country saw the same thing. They saw a man killed, murdered in the street.
For some loose cigarettes.
For some, well, it's I guess you would call it minor tax evasion. That's what it was.
But they say he was breaking the, you know, breaking the law.
But murder's not against the law anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to know that murder's not against the law if you're somebody who is wearing a little tin badge over your chest, then you can just do what you want and kill whoever you want. We're going to get to your calls here in a little bit on the show. We see already some people's already started calling in. You can call us here at 718-717-8296. But this Eric Garner stuff is just absolutely out of control. We've got even Bill O'Reilly, who I absolutely cannot stand, went on TV and said he was disgusted. I've never heard the man say anything I've ever agreed with. And even he was disgusted by the fact that there was no indictment.
And on the other hand, like, coming from the other side, is like, Charles Barkley, did you hear the nonsense that this guy said?
No.
No, he was like, hey, you know, he's with what the jury decided on, you know? Like, he's like, hey, you know, cops, they didn't, like, rough him up. The chokehold wasn't that bad. It wasn't a real one. I'm like, come on, Chuck. You from Leeds, Alabama.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what's way worse. Did you hear about Congressman Peter King, the New York congressman? Okay, his quote was, and I quote, "If he had not had asthma and a heart condition and was so obese, he would not have died from this." So, basically, he's blaming the man for being overweight It has nothing to do with the fact that a cop has a chokehold around his neck and kills the man. He didn't fight back.
Had his hands up.
Had his hands up, didn't fight back, and he's killed, and there's no repercussions. There's repercussions, all right, and they're in the streets of New York right now.
Yeah. And also, not just that his hands were up, he was also saying, what was his last word?
I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And yet, the guy didn't even let his arm up from around his neck. Nothing happens to him.
You know, and a lot of people have a lot of things, great things to say about what the mayor of New York
also came out. And nobody's de Blasio. He's not having this.
Yeah, and he also has like a biracial kid. He's married to a black woman.
Well, speaking of the race issue, forgive me, I had on CNN a little bit earlier, and Eric Garner's daughter was on there, and Don Lemon was interviewing her, and he kept trying to bait her into saying it was a race issue, and every time he would say, so you think, you know, this has to do with race, and she goes, no, this has to do with a police brutality problem, and people don't get reprimanded for the stuff they do. This is abuse of power. That's the problem. She goes, okay, so what? My father was black and the cop was white. This has happened to people all over the country. And then Don Lemon would come right back and say, well, you know, but you don't think it had to do with race? She goes, no, it has to do with the fact that my father was a 300-pound man and this little guy wanted to see if he could bring the big dog down. She goes, this is abuse of power, not race.
Yeah, and this really has me blown away, guys. I really can't believe that we have a no indictment again on this. On these
at
cops.
Least before there was no video.
No, we have no video.
Right. At least with Michael Brown, there was not video.
So, do you think that putting these cameras on these cops would it like change anything?
Oh, they're just gonna be making snuff films. Are we just gonna see cops killing people and nothing happens to them?
The only person that got arrested in the Eric Garner case was the guy that filmed.
Ramsey Orta, the man who filmed it, they said that this guy slips a .25 caliber handgun into some teenager's pocket. All right, so he's charged with a single felony of third degree of weapon possession. Of weapon possession, which basically what it was camera possession, and he caught this on tape. The guy swears he didn't do it, swears he didn't have a gun, and that this is just retaliation on him because he was in possession of a camera that witnessed an NYPD officer murder someone. That's why he got indicted. But the actual guy who murdered somebody, nothing. Absolutely nothing. He gets to walk.
I'm really blown away by this, you know. And me, you know, coming from, you know, Birmingham, Alabama, you know, and just seeing this as a black man also, you know, that I just can't believe that no one is going to be charged for this guy's death. It was like filmed in broad daylight.
Right. Filmed.
I really just want to hear what people have to say. Or like,
well, people are obviously speaking out right now. They're blocking off the streets of New York City as we speak. They're arresting people in Times Square.
They arrested 98 people last night in Times Square.
They're sitting right now, we're watching, in Chicago, they're sitting in the middle of the streets, they're blocking off the streets, there's people laying down, you know, playing dead in the streets. Because you know what, it could be them next, it could be any one of us next, because for what, standing there.
It's not a race thing.
No, it's not.
I think people are fed up all over the country.
It is. It's white, it's black, it's Asian, it's everybody.
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone. It's abuse of power. It's because you wear a little, you know, 10 over your chest and you take an oath, you know, but you get to kill somebody.
The justice system has to be really screwed up, and we're going to have to just take a real stand, because Holdren came out and spoke on it.
That guy.
Yeah. You know, oh, it's big.
Yeah.
You know, that's big news. Holdren came out. He spoke. He spoke at the same church as your guy, Dr. King.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Eric Holder ain't exactly Dr. King, you know. Martin Luther King wasn't exactly, you know, running guns to people, but whatever. Anyway, If y'all would like to call into the show, please feel free. We'll take in your calls now at 718-717-8296. Area code 718-717-8296. We're accepting any and all phone calls. So yeah. I will say this, though. We've got, you know, the no indictment here. I did hear there was a case in South Carolina, I believe it was today or yesterday, that a cop had killed somebody, and they did indict him in the past 2 days.
Well, that's great news, but the mainstream media haven't said
anything. Well, you know, but, you know, for once, the mainstream media is, you know, it's. I don't think it's the mainstream media focusing. They are covering it, but I think, how can you not cover something when there's thousands of people in the streets of these cities?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people are focusing the attention on what needs to be focused on, and the media is just missing out on something. All right, we've got a caller coming in. It's got 480 area code. Let's see here. Let's see. Having a little bit of difficulty with it. Let's see. Let's see. It looks like the call dropped off. See if y'all can try it one more time.
Call back. We trying to add you in on this call. We had several other people calling in, and it, like, jammed the line. So just bear with us for a second. So, protests spreading all over New York.